Indiana's three ports, on the Ohio River in Jeffersonville and Mount Vernon, and on Lake Michigan at Burns Harbor, have handled 34 million tons of cargo since 2014. Spokesman Rich Allen says that's the best three-year total in the port's history.
It's a major economic engine for the state of Indiana, and most people don't even know they exist.
It's also a big part of Indiana's export economy. Most of the port's cargo is considered domestic, but Allen says a lot of it goes to ports like New Orleans. From there, a domestic grain shipment from Indiana might end up on a larger ship heading somewhere like Japan.
Technically, that other terminal would get credit for the exporting. We get credit as a domestic shipment.
Allen declined to comment directly on how trade reforms on President Donald Trump's agenda might affect Indiana's ports. In general, container ships move 90% of world exports, and Indiana's ports with rail and truck connections also link the Midwest to Canada and Mexico. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek.